Simon Pei Hei Halacha Beis. Rami Lachem Bari V'Hatzilachem. The owner of the house may also tell others, come and save for yourselves. Halacha Echel Matzel, every person may save. Mazen Shu Tzarech Loi, the amount of food that he needs for the duration of Shabbos. A Kli Echel Shemachzak Afil Harbe, or each one may save one container that contains even a large amount of food. Barehu Shel HaMatzel, that which was saved belongs to the one who saved it. Kevin Shel Baal Bayis Hefker, since the Baal Bayis was Mafker, his possessions. V'zachazem and HaHefker, and this person has acquired it from Hefker. V'mhu Yerushimayim, if the person that saved it is a Yerushimayim, Machzel Baal Bayis Masha Hitzel, he therefore returns to the owner which he saved, despite being entitled to keep it. Kevin Shidir Shel HaHefker Ritzonai, since he knows that the owner didn't make it Hefker, but he did it due to the circumstances. He is allowed to accept compensation for his effort of saving the items. This is not considered payment for working on Shabbos. Since Mitzadadin, by law, these things belong to him, it's not considered working. It's an act of piety not to accept compensation. For the effort of saving something on Shabbos. Even though it's not considered a payment for doing work on Shabbos. Because a chassid, a pious person, should be liberal with his possessions. Regardless of any matter that has even a trace of avera. Halacha gimel. All the above halachas. Apply only to carrying them to a place to which one's permitted to take them out. But to a place where it's usher to carry. You cannot bring anything out from this house that's on fire to that place. However, with regards to clothing that can be worn, if he can dress or wrap himself in all the clothing that he can, and take them out even to Rosh Hashanah, and then he can take off the clothing, and go back and put on more clothing and come out. Even the entire day. He can tell others as well, come and save. And they too save the clothing in this manner. Halacha Dalet, v'abatim shein sham hadleika, regarding the residents of the neighboring houses where there is no fire, ela shehem krovim, but they are close to the flames, yireim shetagia lehem, and they are afraid that the fire will reach them, kevan shehem einam behulim kol kach, halacha is that since they are not in as much of a panic as those whose home the fire is in, they are permitted to save anything, not only food, and take it to a place where they are allowed to carry on Shabbos. Some say that even money and other valuable objects that are in the neighboring houses, even though they are muksa, may be saved from the sudden great loss. I apologize for that. Let's continue. Mutter lahatzilam min ahefset agadol habesami may be saved from a sudden great loss. Going dleiko a shetef mayim a gzela, such as a fire, flood waters, or robbery. Adei mashem anichan aleim ezadavra maichol. This can be done by placing any food item upon the muksa items, and metal tanoi so became riachad, and carrying them together in this manner. However, under other circumstances, ancient hatol tata came a muksa. It's not mutter to move muksa items. There are others that are even more makel shafil levadim yichal matatim. You can even take the muksa items themselves without placing them with a food or non muksa item. In case of a sudden great loss such as these, nincha iser muksa, the iser of muksa, of moving muksa set aside, but yaitzi, as long as one does not carry out an item, to a place where it is forbidden to carry on Shabbos.